Welcome back, guys, to Beyond Talk Podcast. This is your girl, Brittany. I hope that you guys have been well. It has been since August 21st, since my last post. Oh, my goodness. I've had a lot of people write in wondering where I've been, where are my segments, where are my episodes. Look, it's been a lot going on, okay? I've been really trying to transition myself into a more comfortable place, just trying to stay above water financially and things like that. So my focus have just been really on me and trying to stay away from depression and getting too stressed out. And when I'm depressed, I do tend to back away from the things that I love. And that's what I had to do. And I tried to avoid, but, you know, I had to kind of just put myself in a position for me to focus. There's too much what's going on personally and, you know, relationship wise or romantically or whatever, however you want to call it, you know, that's what's been going on the last couple of months. So if I could sit here and tell you everything that happened, I promise you want to get popcorn. It's just been that much. But anyways, I hope that you guys have been well. I hope you guys had a wonderful August, and hope your Mondays, as I always say, have been starting out better than they did the week before. And of course, we had Labor Day. I hope you guys enjoyed your 3-day weekends, and I hope that you guys enjoyed all of the things having to do with fall and everything like that. You know, we got fall and we're going into our winter months, which is awesome. I love winter and things like that. Oh my goodness, we lost Mr. Chadwick Boseman, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. I know the world is mourning his death, especially kids. So it was a really, really hard thing to believe. I couldn't believe it. I thought someone was joking. I was thinking, oh, somebody going to hell for this, you know, but come to find out it was absolutely true. Passed away from colon cancer. So that was so, so hard. Oh my gosh. August was a month, wasn't it? Like, it was a month. 2020, of course, has been a year from the pits of hell. So I think that we're all having a lot of issues. We were all affected in some type of way. So, man, what else have we got? We got 9/11 that just passed. Like, it's literally been like almost a month since the last time I recorded. So, yeah, but 9/11, and, you know, people are also remembering their loved ones and cherishing the memories that you have with them. That, you know, you lost your loved ones to that horrific event. You know, it affected the whole country. And a lot of people was posting, like, where were you, you know, because, you know, 19 years ago, we were children. So, you know, it was kind of like one of those type of questions. And, you know, people was like, I was in class, I was at school and stuff like that. So, you know, such a horrific thing. All you can do is just keep the family in prayer and things like that, especially people who have lost their loved ones to racially motivated murders by the police. Jacob Blake was shot in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Like, what about that though? Like, I heard that he was paralyzed from the waist down, but for some reason, this is the hardest thing for me to get updates on. I Google it, and maybe I'm searching the wrong thing. Please send me links of updates. I know he made a video. I didn't watch the video. I wasn't up for watching the video. But I know that the family said that he was paralyzed from the waist down because he was shot in the back several times. And they're just praying that it's not a permanent thing. And I'm praying with you guys that it's not a permanent thing. And I'm pretty sure that everything is going to be fine. And he'll be able to walk out of that hospital. If he's not released already, I really can't find an update. But man, hopefully people are registering to vote and also still pushing for justice for Breonna Taylor, along with other murders of our people in the streets in broad daylight and everything like that. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to bring more awareness to sex trafficking and things like that. Like, oh man, it's been a year. And there's nothing wrong with awareness for sex trafficking. Like, it's a huge thing. That's what they call modern day slavery. What do you think about that as well? Like, I'm too curious about a lot of things that's been going on in the media and things like that. And, you know, I watch the news, you know, sometimes, and I try to stay up to date on different events and things like that. And, you know, it's just a lot of negativity, but that's just where we are right now. We do need to be aware, and we do need to do our research and things like that, and keep in mind that, you know, not everything is straight lines, you know. So try to think outside the box whenever you're trying to, you know, downloads. A lot of the information is being put out by government and this, that, and the other, which is another topic for another day. But listen, we got Black Lives Matter movement, and we're trying to give that as much oxygen as we can. And with that being said, I decided that I was going to shout out some businesses on my podcast. I felt that I could use this platform to do a hell of a lot more than to just talk about love, sex, and relationships and heartbreak and things like that. And I think that it could have a big impact if we all were to shout out our brothers and sisters, small businesses that are growing and things like that. And we can help grow it at a much larger pace. So I wanted to shout them out, man. And what I wanted to shout out was three businesses that I found very interesting and very lovely. And I'm definitely looking forward to getting my products from them. So with that being said, I wanted to shout out Decadent Aesthetics by Miss Chrissy. It is a skincare line and beautiful, beautiful website. She already got some sold out product, which means that she has a great repeat customer base, and I can't wait to indulge. And the skincare line looks very, very good. And she has products that's like good food for the skin and things like that. So if you guys are looking to improve your skin, if you're suffering from eczema, psoriasis, and things like that, those are the products that you need to invest in. So I encourage you guys to go to the link of the description of this podcast, click on it, share, follow, whatever you have to do, create an account to stay up to date on promotions and different offers and new products. She got soaps, bath melts, bath bombs, whipped soaps, and of course body butters and oils, and she has natural additives and things like that to really, really sing with your skin. So please, Decadent Aesthetics, Miss Chrissy, she really did the damn thing with that. The prices are really good, and I'm telling you, the products look good enough to eat. So I do encourage you guys to go and check it out. Decadent Aesthetics skincare line with a lot of different product good for your skin, even if you got good skin. And we're going into the winter months, so it's like the perfect time to keep our skin hydrated and things like that. So even if you have good skin, still want to feed your skin, because, you know, once you lose a lot of things with your skin, you can't get it back. So I encourage you guys to go to decadentaesthetics.com. The link is in the description of my podcast episode. Another business that I came across was Finesse Legacy. Finesse Legacy is a unisex clothing line. It's definitely a black owned. it's a color popping website, first of all, and the clothing is really fly. And speaking of fly, it basically stands for you being fly, staying fly anywhere. I believe this is what the website said, which is well put together. They have duffel bags, custom jewelry, cropped hoodies and joggers and sweatshirts and sweatpants, things like that. When I say Finesse Legacy clothing line looks really good, I can't wait to receive what I have ordered. I'm in love with hoodies, and I love winter, so this is like the perfect time to get up on your hoodie game right now. And if you guys want to step out with something that's new and fresh, I really urge you guys to go to finesselegacy.com. It said on the website that this clothing line actually started this year, so it's not something that you see every day, not yet, okay? Because I believe that this is a clothing line that you're going to see everywhere. I really encourage you guys to go to finesselegacy.com. Check out all of the different clothing and styles that they do have on there. Got t-shirts and, like I said, duffel bags, cropped hoodies and t-shirts and crop tops and things like that. They even have face masks. So they do have accessories along with the custom jewelry. So go check it out. The link is in the description of this podcast episode. So thank you so much, Finesse Legacy, for letting me shout you out, as well as Decadent Aesthetics. Thank you so much. One more. This one is really, really special. This one stuck out to me the most. Okay, this is A&G Candy. We create with love. And a little boy named Aiden, who's 7 years old, started this candy company. And the website is easy to navigate, so it's very convenient, especially during this pandemic. They do ship and stuff like that. So they have different types of gummies, lemonade fusions, I believe it's called lemonade fusion, but lemonade flavor gummies, fusion. They have tropical love, original gummies. They have Lego gummies, which is, you know, large Lego shaped gummies. And reading about it, it's a healthier type of candy, but it doesn't compromise the candy flavor. So I really encourage you guys to go to A&G Candy. We create with love. The link is in the description of this podcast. Like I said, this business was put together. The candy was created by a 7-year-old named Aiden. And I'm telling you guys, it's adorable. He have all types of flavors that he makes himself. And I have to applaud the parents for this one, because it's just genius, first of all. I can't wait to get my fusion gummies, which is what I ordered. And I can't wait to share them with my... I can't wait to share them with my family, because I have two nephews. And with it being a more healthier choice, that is important when it comes to children or yourself, or if you don't really need those the sugary products processed products that go into other candies. And I don't really know what candy is really, really totally made out of, but I love to hear healthier choice. So I really do appreciate you, Aiden. And like I said, the link is in the description of this podcast. Go check him out. Man, so I hope that you guys are supporting Black-owned businesses. I hope you're sharing it when you guys see it on social media. Like, what's the big deal if you with not doing it? And, you know, we don't owe each other anything. It's not about that. I think what's important is that we are supporting each other, because, like I always say, it builds generational wealth. We can help employ more Black people, and we can help our communities flourish, because, you know, we see them post their links, and we see them pushing out their trying to get the name out there. And I see a lot more people going and supporting, and also posting reviews and saying, you know, got my lashes from so-and-so, I got this by so-and-so, I got this service by so-and-so, shout out, you know, I actually got my water pump fixed and on my car and replaced by a guy who's local, who works out of his garage, and he's a professional, of course. And he actually sent me a link with pictures. I didn't even know he took pictures of my car, but he took pictures of my vehicle and was like, you know, service this lady, got the water pump replaced, great price, woo woo woo. And he asked me if I posted. Of course. What am I gonna lose over that? First of all, what am I gonna lose over that? I've already recommended like 4 people to him, and they're very satisfied customers. Like, it's nothing wrong with trying to get someone's business off the ground. You gotta sow where you want to grow. Okay, that's something that my pastor's wife told me years ago. You want to sow where you want to grow. If you want a business, invest in those businesses. And that's why these 3 businesses that I shouted out today, I definitely wanted to try them out and review them. I didn't want to just shout them out, because they deserve it. First of all, they worked really hard. They give if not better products than we go and buy at Walmart and things like that. These are handmade. These are original thought of ideas and healthier choices. choices. So why not support these businesses who are trying, who are way ahead of the curve on technology and different ideas and originality, and you know, and then for us to go and buy things by people who really don't understand our melanin or our skin and the things that we deal with generationally when it comes to our bodies, like, why not? So I encourage you guys to go and check out your brothers or sisters' businesses and share them, post them. You don't lose no sleep or no sweat or anything like that. You don't even lose money by sharing it. You don't even pay for Facebook. You don't even pay for Instagram. Like, share that shit. Anyways, so speaking of sowing where you want to grow, I wanted to do a segment today on karma. And it's not even trying to, I'm not even trying to get so deep into it, but basically, like, people really need to think about how they treat people. And a lot of people don't really take it that serious, and they think whatever comes to me, woo, woo, woo. But you see, you notice that people who really say that, they like real dogged out, and it's the truth. It's the truth. If not all, you know, if they're not already dogged out, they definitely go down that path, because you got to be careful what energy you put out with people, because you definitely get that shit back. That is 100%. I don't know how many times I've talked about people, judged them, and I found myself in that same situation. It's a real thing. So that's why I watch how I talk to people and how I treat people and what energy I give out to people. If I got something very, you know, so negative, and I want to treat somebody bad, I might as well not even be around them. And that's how we need to start thinking. We need to start being a little more smarter than this when it comes to treating people crazy. What do you think about it? How you treat people? You know what I'm saying? Do you really just lash out and treat people crazy, or, you know, you got to get them back with revenge and things like that? Like, I let people get their own karma. I'm not going to waste my time trying to make them hurt. Like, they going to get it. You better believe that. That's why whenever people do me wrong, or whenever people say crazy stuff or whatever, like, you know, you only get one chance to do that. Because when I walk away very peacefully, because I know that karma's gonna get you, and I know that it's gonna come back on you. Like, it always happens. I don't know how many people I can look back on and think, wow, I wonder if that's from whenever you wronged me or when you did this and that. You know what I'm saying? So you better believe in that shit. So you got to give out good energy with people, and you got to have positive people around you as well, because you do have people who will encourage you to be so toxic. They'll encourage you to miss out on your blessing by being evil to somebody else. I remember when I was in school, and, you know, people called me a chicken in school. And I used to always tell people, like, you know, they calling me chicken, and they calling me the weak one of the group, and this and the other. And they was like, well, you a live chicken. Because, you know, kids nowadays, they make choices and they don't really understand the choice. The consequences is what I'm trying to say. They don't understand the consequence of the choices that they make. So, you know, back then, they wanted to go beat up a girl. And I never even fought anybody, because I was just always a sweethearted person where I don't want to hurt you. I'm not going to hit you. I can't hit you. It's just something in me about hurting people. It hurts me to hurt people. Like, it really impacts me. So when it came to me fighting someone, you know, I had a fight before, don't get me wrong. And, you know, I experienced an abusive relationship. And I'm not saying that God brought me through that situation for me to be a little more tough or anything like that, because I'm not weak whatsoever. Like, I'm a strong ass person, you know. And it's not always about being able to beat somebody's ass. I really wouldn't even know that, because I've never been in that situation where I had to just fist fight somebody. You know what I'm saying? But because I haven't, don't mean I can't. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. People say I'm cock strong. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that I'm afraid of, is if I was to really use every bit of my energy and just fight somebody, like, I feel like I would really hurt someone, because I'm very heavy-handed, you know, and I'm the type I will hold on and I won't let go type of thing. But being strong emotionally, you know, has carried me through so much shit, and being strong for other people and being a rock and in that type of way. So, but you know, when I was a child, they wanted to go beat somebody up, and I was just like, no, I'm not doing that. And you know, the girl really didn't do anything. Like, she was just, she had her ways, but don't we all? But as a kid, she was really just like, she kind of stayed to herself, but they wanted to beat her up, and most likely it was from jealousy, just because she wasn't fucking with nobody, and they just had to go poke. So I, of course, was like, I'm not going. First of all, my mama wasn't down with me going somewhere after school, just, you know, ain't no curfew. I never even known anybody where their parents was like, you got a curfew after school and you in middle school. What the hell? Not even high school. I didn't have a curfew. It was when I get out of school and I wanted to do something, I'm either at home or I done asked my mama ahead of time, hey, I got something after school. Because my mama wanted to know where we was at. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how my mama was, you know. I don't know about anybody else's, but that's just how mine was. But we was going to fight somebody and I said no. And I called my mentor up. She came to pick me up. And the next day, all those girls got suspended and I almost lost my chance to go to a cheerleading competition that I was selected out of 600 girls or thousands. I forgot how many girls was there, but it was hundreds of girls and me and one other girl got chosen. So I almost missed out on that because my principal said, you're not going because this and this. And I was like, I didn't go. And I proved it to him that I did not go because my mentor came to pick me up and she was a teacher at the school. And she was like, she didn't go. I went to pick her up. And like, God has shown me so many times, even from a young child, karma can come and get you. You don't know what you about to lose when you do somebody wrong. So watch how you treat people, man. The decisions that you make, it can really come back and bite you in the ass. And I really encourage people to think before you do something. Think before you speak. Like, really think about the consequences. Is it worth it? Are you hurting somebody? Are you gonna sleep better tonight? I mean, in some cases, people do, right? I mean, hey, I'd be tempted to really want to get people back. I'm not even gonna lie to you. But I had to learn that as long as I let somebody hurt me, that's on me. I have a choice to tell people to leave me the fuck alone or me to walk away from them. So it all depends. And I really encourage people to think about that when it comes to not even just, you know, give out good energy so you can get that good energy back. When you invest in these businesses and everything, you'll see the benefits of that. And I really, truly believe what you put out in the universe, you get back. Truly, 100%. You know what I'm saying? So what you do and your actions can determine what happens to you in the future. And that is 100%. And I am looking forward to getting my good energy back. You know, I needed that good energy, especially during this pandemic. I was really stressed out. I really had a hard time. I had a hard time trying to, you know, navigate through this thing and have a good attitude and stuff like that. And I just kept saying, Lord, what did I do? What did I do? Besides prepare for anything financially, which this really, y'all, the pandemic really taught me, and I'm sure a whole lot of other people, that you really need to have your money in order. You really need to manage your money in a good way so that whenever you face stuff like this, it didn't even have to just be a pandemic. If I'd have lost my job, you want to be prepared to, you know what I'm saying, to have some type of money put aside to really carry you through something the long way. You know what I'm saying? And not everybody's able to do it, but I was in a situation or a position for a while where I could have, you know, saved up some things, but I decided to use the extra money that I kept getting and making more expenses. So doing that really set me back. Whenever the income slowed down, I didn't have enough money to put into all of the expenses I had. So I was above my means, you know, I was living above my means. So this pandemic really, really, really taught me that. And I thank God for this lesson that I've learned, because I'm very stubborn. It's hard for me to change my heart on some things when it comes to me, though, and how I manage me and how I do things on my end. Because I be thinking, it just affects me. It's not going to affect anybody else. But really and truly, money needs to be managed. I even pay my tithes now. You know, I even pay my tithes. I remember whenever I was paying my tithes,
at a very young age, like, I was never broke. Even when I was broke, I wasn't broke. You know what I'm saying? Every time I found myself in a position where I had nothing, something always showed up. And that's just something that I've always, always hung on to. And the same way that I'm doing that now, I'm getting back into that groove. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care what anybody have to say about paying tithes. You know what I'm saying? I believe what the Bible says. And I truly believe that when you put something out, you get it back. And when you do this, when you do that, paying tithes for me, it's like plugging up the holes in your wallet or in your pocket. You really plug those holes up in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Because you can get a large amount of money, but you got those holes in your pockets where you're just losing money quicker than you're getting it. And in some form or fashion, it's just going. But when I started paying my tithes and when I start to manage and I really sit down and budget and really look at my, you know, get some debt taken care of. Because we think about this debt that we have and think about how it's not affecting us. You know what I'm saying? And it really is affecting you. If you could pay it down little by little, start now and start to think about a savings. It's important that we Black and brown people think about savings and managing accountability, lifestyle change, and those sorts of things. So I really encourage people to take that serious, really get into it, and start to think about your money and, you know, the long way in the future. So, man, I am really, really excited to be doing this recording. Like I said, it's been a minute, and I am putting together different, you know, series and everything like that, because I want to start a new series. I actually have a guest coming on to the show next week, and we are going to talk about body types, body shaming. And this is a guy that I'm bringing on, and I can't wait for him to come on and really speak about these things and be real about it. Because first of all, let me tell y'all something, and this does all tie into karma. It does tie into karma, because I think about how people treat people, and I could be wrong, but when it came to Young M.A. and she had that petty wop party, you know how she was on Instagram and she was talking about baddies only and stuff like that? Like, baddies only, really? What's a baddie? So even if I pay good money to see your ass in concert, good money to listen to your shit, good money so you can eat good, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me to be a fan of your music, and I don't really like rap, like, she impacted me in a different way with her music, because I'm not into rap. And it's not that I'm not into rap because I don't like rap. I do like rap, but It's very seldom that I actually find an artist. I might like a song or two, but when I actually find an artist and I follow you and I actually like trend you throughout my day and throughout my week and things like that, and I'm rapping you, you become a part of my lingo and stuff like that. Like, whenever it gets to that point, like, you've impacted me. And whenever I heard her talk about baddies only and things like that, it really made me feel like, you know, there's a lot of different problems that we have in this world. And, you know, people who are really, you know, they're popular or they're famous and things like that, you have a platform that affects a lot of people. It really makes me, you know, it really makes me think, if do I want to continue to support you if you represent something that I'm trying to get away from? You know what I'm saying? As a society, how do we view females? How do we determine ugly from pretty? What is a good body type? What's bad built? Now, I ain't gonna lie, I done talked about people. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to sit up here and have these segments and just make it seem like I'm just so perfect and I'm a saint. That's not even it. I've had to learn, you know what I'm saying, from that good karma and that bad karma and putting that shit out there. You know what I'm saying? I used to talk about people who was bigger, and look at me. Look at me and my thick, luscious self. You know what I'm saying? And it's not even saying that being thick is a bad thing, because I love my body. I love my body. I can only make the changes that I want to see made with my body. You know what I'm saying? And right now, I love that I have breath in my body. I love that I'm healthy, you know, and things like that. Could I do things to prevent myself from getting sick? Yes. Yes, I'm well aware, but so can a skinny person. Like, it's like, we, I don't know. All I'm trying to say is, I'm gonna bring him on, we're gonna talk about it, because I really want a different understanding from a guy when it comes to body types and body shaming. You know what I'm saying? What's beautiful to you? Do you want an Instagram model? Those are the things that I really want to know from this guy. So I hope you guys tune in. I'm not going to say his name. I want him to introduce himself, first of all. He's a businessman and very talented, very gifted. And I'm going to have him on next week. So we could do this thing. So I hope you guys are registering to vote and really encouraging people around you to register to vote and supporting Black-owned businesses and also sharing them. I guarantee you, if you want to do one good deed a week, I guarantee you that you're going to get some good karma just by sharing one person's Black-owned business a week. Buy something from them a week. We go to Walmart. You don't understand how much we go to Walmart a month. Or any other business, how much we spend money. We buy lunch every day. Just take one of your lunches to work and then use that lunch money to buy a product from a Black-owned business. And we also need to get into this Black-owned banking, y'all. We need to take advantage of this opportunity while we have these Black-owned banks, because 0.03% of America's deposits are in Black-owned banks. And that seems like a very small percentage, which it really is. It really is, you know, but we got billions of dollars. So, you know, 0.03% of that is a lot, but we could do a hell of a lot. Just think where the other money is and how much that is. And they're just starting more corporations and more corporations. And you know, we need to start building our banks up so we can have those corporations ourselves and build our own empire. You know what I'm saying? That's not necessarily going to discriminate against us. So these are the reasons why we're supporting Black-owned businesses. It's not just to, you know, see people win, but to make create opportunities for other people and for homeowners and business loans and just different resources that we don't have access to traditionally like other people. So don't forget to vote with your dollar. Don't forget to register to vote. Don't forget to support a Black-owned business and having conversations with people that really don't understand what Black Lives Matter mean and things like that. I hope you guys tune in next week to my segment about body types and body shaming. And I really encourage you guys to follow me on social media. Brittany Carter is my Facebook, BrittanyCarter. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram. You can follow me on Snap. So make sure that you go to Instagram. Britt Brat Carter is my Instagram. Britt Brat CL is my Twitter. And Brittany Carter is my Facebook. Go follow me. Go share. I can't wait for you guys to tune in next week. Tune into my last Toxic Circle featuring Mr. Rodney Wash. He's the host of Over a Cup of Coffee with Rodney Wash on YouTube under AIB Network. So the link is in the description of that podcast. And he also has a new talk show called Overnight Shift on Instagram. Go check him out. His Instagram is in the description of the podcast on Toxic Circle featuring Rodney Wash. Don't forget to check out Decadent Aesthetics, Finesse Legacy, and A&G Candy, We Create With Love. Those descriptions are also in the description of my podcast. If you guys want to start somewhere with investing in a Black-owned business and trying out some great products for your skin, some gummies, or some nice unisex clothing, go to the links in my podcast and start there. Check it out. I dare you. They have discount codes. I'm not going to say. Go check it out for yourself for free shipping. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool shit. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your